Welcome to my channel. I am Reverend Joy Duo. And in today's video, we are going to dive deep into how to clarify your vision. And I'm going to be showing you guys 5 steps needed to do that. Yes, I know that people always talk about visions and dreams and, you know, purpose and passion and all that. But it's one thing that many talk about purpose and passion, but it's another that you know how to clarify your vision. And the number one thing I want you to look at as you think of clarifying your vision is to reflect on your passions. You know, I have been opportunity to be in business in the last 14 years plus, and I realized that the first business I established was a business where I served my ladies with, you know, beauty accessories. Because while I was schooling in the Philippines, I saw a need that needed to be filled in the life of my sisters. And that drove a passion in my spirit to launch a business that serves women, you know, like, you know, get them looking exactly how they want to look, you know, like bring the best version of themselves every time they, you know, keep themselves in a way that is moderate, but in a way that they love to see themselves look. So, and that was a passion that drove me to start my first business in 2010 in the island of Nevis. And that passion never leave even till now. All it did is it grew from serving the ladies with the hair accessories to now entering into health awareness industry. And at the same time, serving the ladies and now entering into the coaching space, the speaking space, and, you know, becoming the new midwife for women who want to push their purpose. But it all began with my passion. It all began in me reflecting on my passions. And that is the first thing you have to do in your life right now. For you to clarify your vision, you need to reflect on your passions. What is it? Take time to identify activities, topics, and, you know, things that truly ignite your interest and enthusiasm. What activities? I love when, you know, my mentors asked those questions in those days. They said, what activities make you lose track of time? That's the first step to clarify your vision. What activities make you lose track of time? What is it you can do for somebody that you truly wouldn't bother whether they paid you or not because you did it from a place of joy? And what topics do you find yourself constantly researching or discussing? For me, as a midwife coach, as somebody who wanna, you know, go through the labor room with women, who wanna give them, you know, the reason to live a fulfilling and purposeful life, I always not only search for those things that will help me grow in this area, I also tune into mentors that actually speak in my language. So every time passions, purpose, dreams, you know, are mentioned, even while I was doing my day-to-day buying and selling, I still know that in my spirit, as a reverend, I had a calling to help women push their purpose. To the land that when I got that ministration 2 years ago, that that's what I was going to be doing, I felt like, oh my God, this is me, because I've always loved to help women. So what is it? Your passions are often indicators of what brings you joy and fulfillment. Remember that whenever you want to clarify your vision. Hey, if you're still here, it then means that you are loving what we're discussing and you don't want to miss the next video that we're going to be launching. So go ahead, click the like, share, and subscribe button as we continue to bring this value to you. So, as you know, so pay attention to them as you clarify your vision. So as I told you guys, my vision, even till now and for so many years, had just been focusing towards on serving ladies in a higher level. And even as I'm making this video, I'm making it for you who is watching me, who is still having difficulties about clarifying your vision. And you're a woman, you're watching me, you're a woman leader, you're a coach, you're a businesswoman, you're a mom, you're a teacher, but you're still not clear. That is what we want to give you here. The second one is define your values. You know, coming into the marketplace as a reverend and being in an online space for the last almost 4 years, one thing that stuck with me was how can I, as a godly woman, represent, you know, my value in the marketplace? And that means a lot. So I always admonish women to show up, you know, with their value in mind. Make sure that you consider the principles and beliefs that are most important to you. Not because somebody is doing it should make you do it. Not because the marketplace is showing up like that should make you show up like that. No, that is not your brand. That is not your value. So define your value as you clarify your vision, right? So stay with me. Now, you have to actually ask yourself as well, what qualities do you admire in others? That's how you find out your value. I don't necessarily say that I have problem in watching people or that not everybody can speak to me. No, that's not what I mean. But there's some people that show up like me. There's some people that I want to see. There's some people that dress like me, talk like me, you know, be in the marketplace like me. So even as I'm growing in this journey, my first thing is to watch those people that I want to be like. So what qualities do you admire in others? What behaviors do you find unacceptable? Those are how you build your value. Those are how you define your value. Your values serve as guiding principles that shape your decision and actions. Believe me on that. That should be the number one thing for you. By clarifying your value, you can ensure that your vision is aligned with what truly matters to you. Example, being in the buying and selling, you know, industry for almost 14 years and still going, I realized that one thing that mattered to me was the touch and the impact I could have made in the life of all the women who was, you know, coming to me for that help for their beauty. But at the same time, I did it in a way that they could have opened up and speak to me. They could have, you know, asked me for prayer as a reverend minister. I was running a ministry, not just the buying and selling, but I was touching lives and I was touching it in a higher level. I'm not saying you're not touching life right now, but for you to truly clarify your vision, you really have to define your value so that it can be aligned with whatever calling you have. And the other one I keep saying lately is set wise goals. You know, people talk about SMART goals, specific goals, things like that. That's powerful. But I had a revelation lately around the word wise. And the Lord began to show me that as kingdoms, you know, when you call kingdom, you're actually calling a king and the dome, which I call the domain. And now the king rules the domain. And that is what happens in the kingdom. There comes a king. So the Lord began to show me the word of wisdom, which comes with the wise and the domain. And now the wise in this domain rules this domain. And now for you to really clarify your vision, I will admonish you to, you know, set a wise goal. And how do that, what is that WISE you want to know? The first thing whenever you're setting your goal is it workable? You know, that's the first W word in the wise. And the I is, am I going to be intentional? Is this going to wake me up in the morning intentionally ready to achieve it, or in the week or in the month? And the third word there, which is the S, is it going to be, do I have a strategy around this goal so that I'll be able to achieve it? And the last one is, am I excited? Am I eager? Is there something about this goal that is not going to die? Like now I'm walking through the process of helping a lot of women, you know, win over here and celebrate all their small wins and even be in the labor room with them. Because I know labor is not easy. Contraction is not easy. The time to deliver your baby that you're carrying, which is that, you know, dream God has given you, that desires that you have, that passion, that purpose, that, you know, that excitement that you carry, for you to deliver it and deliver it effortlessly, I am excited to walk around it with you to get you through it. And that is my job. So is my goals in the day wise enough? Are they workable? Am I intentional? Is it, do I have a strategy around it? And also, am I excited to, you know, do these goals? That is how you clarify your vision. And the fourth one is visualize your ideal future. I love when people talk about visualization, and a lot of people want to say it in all manner of different ways about visualizing. You keep hearing it. And I'm telling you, there's power in it. I always tell, you know, as simple as it sounds, I have a son. He happens to be the very first child I have. And I have three daughters after him. But when I went to the hospital and my gynecologist told me that I was not able to bring a child right now because of my stomach was all filled with fibroid. I don't know who is watching me. You're going through fibroid season. I understand what you're going through. And I was there. But one thing that happened to me those days, which is why I want you to pay attention when it comes to visualizing your ideal future. I'm telling you, to clarify your vision, to get to where you're going, to make sure that everything runs well, this is very important. And it's really something I want to share with you. So when the gynecologist told me that it wasn't, you know, possible at that time, if I didn't do what they say I should do, which is go do surgery. And many women said even after surgery, it's not guaranteed that your womb will be free for you to bring out a child. And being a faith person those days, I really didn't want to go through the surgery. But one thing I remembered vividly from the power of visualization is that I always visualize this son that is always with me. Even to the length that I visualize him till he became a reality in my subconscious mind, I just know there's a son. So when my gynecologist said that, I was like, you serious? I know I have a son. So and that knowing, that power of visualizing him for so many years without even seeing him, but I knew he was there in my future. And that future have come now because I'm married, I'm ready for a child. I began to speak into my life. From the time the doctor revealed that statement to me, I went home and I took up a bottle of water, telling you guys reality. And every morning I had a big bottle of water that I was doing what I call rituals with, in the sense that I sit down with a bottle of water, I put my Bible down, Reverend Joy, you know, and I begin to pray. But in that prayer, I was only reminding God that I have a son. Come on, I have a son. I've seen my son. I know my son is alive. I know my son is almost here. And no fibroid, no surgery, no doctor in St. Kitts, nothing is going to be on my way for my son, who I've seen for all these years, going through the Bible school in Philippines. He was so close than ever. There's no way he's not there. So I call for you to come. So when I go to that room, ladies, let me tell you something. I'll just be doing this. And, you know, at the process, I'll start crying. I'll start, you know, praying. I'll start reading the word of God. And I use my water at the end of the whole process. I use my water and I drink and I say, yes, healing in the name of Jesus. And that was how, when we went back to the doctor and the doctor saw that I was pregnant, he couldn't believe it. He even turned and told my husband. I heard this lady make comments like, I have a father who is going to listen to me. So just tell me what it is I need to tell him. And he turned and asked me, who was your father? I said, God. And I heard him also, I heard her say also that she'd been carrying this son. How come five brothers now? Where did you come from? He was actually the one testifying to my husband all I told him in that room that day because he wasn't there. Ladies, what am I saying? Visualization, even giving birth to your business. I tell people, we just closed a 3 days powerful summit. Every time I look at those videos, both the pre-recording I did and the live event we did, I tell myself this was how I visualized my life running since the last 90 days. Every speaker I had on that call was just exactly what I visualized that summit was going to be and the lives that it was going to transform. So you really have to cultivate that place where you just visualize so that you can clarify your vision, right? And now, what did I love about, you know, clarifying your vision is that once your vision is clear, once you're laser focused to what you're called here to do, your vision, like the real, you know, like the line that is there, once you really know this is what I'm called to do, you'll be so amazed how you take off and run. And the last one is stay flexible and open-minded. I like this part because while it's important to have a clear vision for your future, it's equally important to remain flexible and open-minded to new opportunities and, you know, possibilities, right? Life is unpredictable and circumstances may change unexpectedly. I just put this here so that you don't have to say, oh, it didn't go how I wanted, I give up. No, things happen. By staying adaptable and open to change, you can navigate through challenges and seize opportunities that align with your evolving vision. You know, evolving vision. Like what we've been discussing, you haven't even started. You're watching, you haven't started. Hey, before I forget, if you're new to this channel, make sure to subscribe. We have, you know, so many things we're going to be bringing to you because God has called us this season to help you push your baby through. And to conclude on this particular case today, remember our topic is how to clarify your vision. And we have 5 ways that, you know, we want you to, the steps you should take so that this will be complete. So you won't get, you know, frustrated along the road when obstacles or challenges happen. Make sure that you reflect on your passions. That is what is going to trigger. For me, that's the first trigger. Reflect on your passion. Make sure that you're operating from the place of your passion, what you can do when nobody's even watching, what gives you joy. You know, the things that, you know, you want to search about, things that really bring out the best in you is what your passions. All right, define your values. That is going to help you clarify your vision as well. Set specific, you know, I call it wise goal. Remember, we discussed the wise goal. Set specific wise goal. Like they are specific, but they are wise enough where we discuss the W, the I, the S, and the E, which is what workable, intentional, strategic. And the last thing is eager. Excited, you're excited to do this goal regardless of the obstacles on your way. And the fourth one is visualize your ideal future. I highly recommend that. If you do, you'll be so amazed how you look back and see that everything you visualize is just coming the way you want it. Like I'm on a journey right now to help, you know, I call it millions of women. How long it's gonna take, I don't know, but I know for the last 3.5 years I've been helping people, you know, from living their best life with health products to living their best life for making extra income. And now I'm on a next journey that I've always believed God is calling me to do, to push, to help women push through, you know, push their purpose, push their dreams, their desires, and, you know, be in the labor room with them, because it's not going to be easy, but just help them, let them know, yes, you can do this. Go ahead, push. So you're watching me. You want to push that purpose. You want to, you know, you want to collaborate. You want to work with me. You want to say, okay, coach, I want to, you know, hear more of what you're saying. We are having a masterclass coming next Wednesday. And that masterclass is going to help you, you know, like redefine the whole thing that you need. And you're going to start from there. So just, you know, inbox me, test me. Once you want to be part of the, it's a free masterclass on Wednesday. very free. You don't have to pay for it. So just message me or click the link below when I post it so that you can be part of the masterclass, right? And what is, you know, what are we going to be doing that day? We're going to help you, show you the way that you'll be able to push your purpose. That is why we are here. And the last one is what? Stay flexible and open-minded. Don't let it not be a do or die. Because remember, it's something you love to do. So you can build on it, you can grow on it, and you can get to the top just by doing it. So with these five pointers, you can clarify your vision and set yourself on the path towards achieving success and fulfillment in life. I love that. Yes. So ladies, remember, this is your season. So take advantage to everything that is out there for you. Take advantage to all the possibilities, all the, you know, all the systems, the strategies, and the knowledge that you can use to help yourself push your purpose. And just clarify, starting by clarifying your vision. So until next time, it's Reverend Joy Doe, and make sure to subscribe, to like, to share, as we keep bringing this amazing new you, that's what I call it, to you. Remain blessed and joyous. Bye-bye.